I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Millions of tourists are packed into London, the epicenter for the Olympic Games. With the world's eyes fixed there, it's the perfect place to share the hope of Christ. International Mission Board missionary Doug Shaw is doing just that. He's with 2,500 volunteers with More Than Gold to reach out to tourists and Londoners with the help of the local church.
We believe it's an effective way to present the gospel. There's good atmosphere, and I think that it does help the receptivity toward the gospel message.
Some have already made decisions to accept Christ. Pray for more gospel opportunities and boldness. Next, Burma's changes are gaining positive traction, but lots of partners on the ground remain somewhat skeptical that it's sincere. Steve Gamer with Partners Relief and Development says for years they've been working from inside the conflict zones.
We're actually on the ground with these people during their crisis, attempting to bring hope and love to bear while at the same time making Jesus a person by giving them shelter, food, and the essential provisions that they and their children need.
And Iran ranks fifth on the Open Doors World Watch List for the persecution of Christians. Even though apostasy means jail or death, Iranians are leaving Islam and coming to Christ. So who's mentoring new believers? Sat7 Parses. They're expanding their Seminary of the Air satellite television programming for house church leaders, but they need help. They have creative fundraising ideas that incorporate both the Persian culture and its ideals. There's more at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.